You test them with others. What become you test them with others? Boy of Ashi. The Ashi has a shayla. Yesh shinu the tsurios, the vianezek, or ain shinu the tsurios, the vianezek. The Ashi has a shayla. If you have tsurios with a shinu, right? The animal, as it was walking, it kicked up the stones. It was a tsurios with a shinu. Does it become quota or does it stay half? Yes, shinner it serves with Vienazek, or English is shinner it serves with Vienazek. You know, Karen always pays half of what it's meant to, or would have had to pay had there been a mud. So a mud of a Karen pays Nezek Shalim, and then Tom pays half. So if the mud of the serves pays Chatzi, maybe the Karen, the top part of it, if you do a Mishunah, maybe it goes down to half of that, which becomes a quarter. Ain't Shinu the Tzuris to Vienezek, or ain't Shinu the Tzuris to Vienezek? It's a fair question. Does the Gemara Tishin Li Midirobo? We can be pushing the Shina from Robo. The boy Robo, Robo had the Shina. Ain't Adol the Tzuris, or ain't Adol the Tzuris? Rabbi, the shayla which we had on your testament base, is the idolat tzuris or not? So, if he had such a shayla, it means he had a tzad that you pay in Ezek Sholim, mechlal dein shinu. It must be that there's no such thing as shinu. If he had a tzad that you pay in Ezek Sholim, it can't be that there's a musag of shinu that you pay a quarter. What's that mean? Says Rashi. Rashi Yeshin of Itzuris of Vienezek. They are born on the Pligia Sumpus. According to Rabbanon, the arguing Sumpus. Sumpus holds you pay full damage. But the Rabbanon argues, say, ha, Vom Itzuris, Kyo, Kei Chatzinezek. And they are Itzuris, when done in the normal fashion, you pay Chatzinezek. So now, if the Shinaman, if you did a Shinaman, you go, you bought on the Agro. He kicked up the as he was walking. A mat was built, and due to the fact they kicked, it did the three eyes, it kicked up some stones. So it wasn't Kamnosila Hazik, it was Kamnosila. The animal was in an angry mood, and it kicked its foot, having a tantrum, it kicked its foot, and the stones went up, flipped up because of it. So it's a shimmer, a shimmer. So do you say, and because that shinu came, mi choshem shinu, do you say it's a shinu? Do you consider that's a shinu? V'hamek etam, and it should be considered like a tam, or mishal, or v'hanezek, and you pay a quarter. Do, ha, do, so, because if it's a mu'ad, you pay half. So half of a half is a quarter. So look at tam, musta, v'hanezek, so therefore the tam part should be a v'hanezek. Oy! In Shin, the Oilam Rabia. The Oilam Chatzinezek, it's always Chatzinezek, Shein Tamus Vado Bohem. It's not Shaykh Tamus and Mu'ad with Tzuris. The Ashvon Tam, the Mishalim bought Semipal. You never find the Tam pays less than half. What's the two stodim of the Gemara? Is there a shinu? Is there not a shinu? What's the tutsodia? Do we say it's a shinu and you should pay a quarter? Or do you say there's no shinu because you never find less than half? What's the makus machlekes? So it's a gil, we know it's half. Right.
She
should be a quarter. So what's the tzad that amount?
It becomes regular can.
Right.
So it's only half. It's not half of what it would have been. It's not Soros anymore.
It's not serious anymore, you're saying. You ask the sentences of Ruve. The Shaila is, do we say serious and caring? In other words, is it a Muslim of serious and caring? That do we say it was serious, it was regular Mishnah, it was serious, then it will be half of whatever it was. It is serious and half of half. Or it's not Mashiach, the whole Musig of Tzuris at all. And therefore, you're just left with Karen. And Karen paid half Nezek. Very interesting halakh, which is similar to one of the halakhim we said on Rashi, and Yitzchak Chesed Beis, the tzuris was only said on Riga and not anything else. So therefore, since it wasn't said on Karen, therefore you'd have to pay chatzin nezek like any Karen. There's not shy to have a Karen on tzuris because no such thing as tzuris. And if you would have done it three times, then how much would you pay? Nezek shalim. Now it's kind of achidus according to Rebuve. If an animal kicks three times, and on the fourth time it kicked and the stones flipped up, alatzad, there's no such thing as a tzoris by Karen, you would pay nezek shalim. If tzoris was only said on Rega and not said on Karen, so this was Karen, it kicked up with the Mishnah, the type of a Karen. And if we don't apply the principle of tzoris to Karen, then if you did it four times, we would have to pay nezek shalim. That's a chiddush comes out from the halach. We're really suggesting to us. That's in Shen. That's a tzad in Shen, that there's no such thing as tzoris by Shen, and therefore you'd pay nezek shalim. That's what Rashi's first malach in the Gemara there. Right? Rashi had first malach that.
When
do you say Shen? Rashi by Dochik Lo Alma. Base. By Dochik Lo Alma, Rashi said that a tongue mat sheloi ba'anosa skinom. Because if it's Hano, it's told to the Shen. And we remember what Rashi means, if it's told to the Shen, you would pay Ezek Shalim, because there's no such thing as serious by told to the Shen. Then Rashi had another pshat. But that was in a chum, that is a mahalach. Have to work out through the whole sugya if it's true. That according to this mahalach that Rebuven is suggesting, if there's no such thing as tzoris by Karen, and that was the shine of the Gemara, do we say there's a tzoris by Karen? So the first side was there is, and therefore you'd pay a quarter, half of half. And the second side is there isn't, and therefore you'd pay half. And if you did it four times, then you would pay nezek shalom. That's how it would come out. There is another way of learning, maybe more meduk in Russia. Another way of learning, and that is, the shayla is where tam pays chatzin nezek. The shayla in tam. Tam pays chatzin nezek. What's pshat that tam pays chatzin nezek? We once said a similar thing in Rabbeinu Peretz in Shir Shanoga. A tam pays chatzin nezek. What's pshat that tam pays chatzin nezek? Is it pshat? It pays half nezek of what a mu'ud would have paid. That is in. The tam pays chatzi of what he would have had to pay that there would have been a mu'ud. Or is it pshat, the tam pays chatzi nezek. That's the halacha, because it was. You pay half damages. Is it you pay half of what you would have had to pay if you did, if you were a mu'ud, or no? Is it? As it is, because of chatzin. That's the shayla. It's a shayla which we had then in the Shoy Shanaga. Is that part? Normally, it's not a gemine. The Shoy is a geach. If it's a mu'ud, you pay 100. If it's a tam, you pay 50. Why do you pay 50? If you pay 50 because it's half of what you would have paid, it's half of 100. Oh, no, that's exactly because of 50. Not normally enough gemine. Either way, it's 50%. But here, there's enough gemine. Here, there's enough gemine. In this case here, the full is the full damage you would have had to pay is half, right? So now we've got sad that maybe you would pay half of half. His full damage is half because tzoris is only half. So had it been a mu'ud, you would have paid half damages. Because of the tam, there's a tzad that you should pay 25%, which is half of half. Or no, there's no such thing of tam paying less than 50%. The exeris cost of was, you pay 50% of the damages. Not 50% of what you would have had to pay, 50% of the damages. So in this case, it won't be enough gemina. Because if it's tzoris, you pay 50. And the fact that you're a tam of tzoris won't make any less than 50%. Because the tam pays 50%. 50% of the damages, not 50% of what you would have had to pay, 50% of the damages. Yeah, the shine of David, how do you decide whether the town pays? The town pays 50%. What's certainly you pay 50%? 50% of what you would have had to pay, for 50% of the damages, right? Of your share of the damages, obviously, right? So 50% of what you would have had to pay, or 50% of your share of the damages. So normally it's not enough kuminim, because if an animal does, if an amud pays 100% and a town pays 50%, it's both 50% of its damages and 50% of what your share of the damages. No enough kuminim. But there is enough kuminim that is in this case over here. When you case with the full damages, whatever the reason is, it's only 50%. That's right, Tzuris. Tzuris, the full damage is 50%. So now, if you say the din of tam was you have to pay 50% of what you would have had to pay at the bina mod, so then you can go down to 25%. Because at the bina mod, I was only paid 50%. So this is 50% of that, so 25%. Now, if you say the din of tam is you pay 50% of the damages, so then it's 50%. I can't go down to 25. The loss of Rashi, the end of Rashi, of Ein Shinui. Also, my ain shinui. As the ain shinui, the sham revia, the loyalom khatsi nezik. Shain tamos vadobe. Why? To be askechon tam, the mishalim botsim mipalga. You don't find a tam that pays less than half. This Rashi seems to be telling us halach in tam. Not your way of learning it, that the other tzad saying should know. There's no such thing as serious by Rick. Okay. I'm saying not right, but this Rashi seems to be teaching us halach in tam, in payments of tam. So the ashkat on tam, the mishalim, bot semi pargan. By tam, always pays half. Not less than half. This is, thing is less than half. That's the shayla of the Gemara, one mahalachat and the shayla of the Gemara. There's countless mahalachim to explain this line of the Gemara. Pages and pages, and unfortunately, to explain this line of the Gemara, we can't do all of them. So we could say the Malachat brought up in the Shia, and the Malachat I'd like to suggest. But both of them are right, both of them are emes. But the Shaila of Rashi is, Yesh Shinui, or Ein Shinui, the way we're being dying from Rashi, at least this Rashi. The way we're being dying from Rashi is Aloch in Tam. Is Tam, does Tam pay 50% of what the Bala show would have had to pay had it been a Murad? Or does a, or is Tam a Din, 50% of the damages. If it's then 50% of the damages, there's nothing to put it down further. If it's 50% what I would have had to pay had it been a mood, oh, then you can put it down to 25%. Yeah? Don, you want to say something?
Yeah, but Rashi seems to have gone out of his way to say there's no service with shame.
Right.
So you would assume that he would have all this
service. Right.
From
this Rashi over here, the Chesed base, that's what gave Reuben the right to say his chat.
But surprisingly,
the Rashi
doesn't go
the same. I'm not going to bring his safe up today. If not going, he says this chat in the Rashi, it's Chesed, but he wasn't the diagnosis. When it comes to your Chesed Aleph, it's Mashran Abba Mahalach. Right? So, Nachami, maybe when we do Chazor, we'll be able to tie it all together. The divider, say what we have, each Sugya, we have our Rashis, and you're right. Kunta Rashi is Chesem at base, and he's one of the Pshatim. Kunta Rashi is Chesem, there were two Pshatim in there. Kunta one Pshat Rashi is Chesem at base, we could say Larry Rubin. Rashi is Chesem at base, comes the first Pshat, said that there's no such Muslim of Tzuris by Shem, and that's why Shem would pay Nezik Sholem. That's the thing as Tzuris by Shem, and therefore Chayim Radin, not by Karen either. And we could say, like Reuben wants to say, that's a shiny, but then it's a shiny all of a sudden. Rashi over there, took on top of a portion. They've got a suffix. Yeah, but all right, now. Now the pshat that I'm suggesting, it's not my own pshat, the pshat that I think the Maduik in this Rashi is a shiny, a very essential shiny by Hilchus Tam. Very essential. It's not a new shiny for us. We had the interest in our as well. What is pshat by tam? The tam pays 50%. Is pshat 50% of the damages? Or 50% of the bala paid or the back to pay? Had it been a mood? Is it on the owner? Is it 50% of my responsibilities? Or is it 50% of the damages that occurred? That's the shayla. That will cause damage. So, It's 50%. It's 100% damage. So show time when he pays 50 of that. Or no, I'm chayim to really have paid 100%. I only have to pay 50%. Is it on the damage that was caused, or is it on the onus of responsibility on the baal hashoyim? That's the shayla of the 50%. Normally in a nafkamina, here there is. Whether anyway, it's only the maximum payment, the maximum the ceiling of payment is 50%. So if you're going to say the town pays 50% of damages, so there's nothing to put it down further. You can't go lower down than 50%. Can't make it to 25 because there's 50% of the damages. 50%. If it's how much I would have had to pay, if it was a mut, I would have only had to pay 50%. So 50% of what I would have had to pay, I've got right to put it down to 25%. You could say that's the shayla of the Gemara.
Would that mean that there would be Sir Karen would have a din of town, meaning that now you're saying that the Karen, it's a din of sorrows, and you have town in that sorrows. I'm not being clear.
Not so clear, but I'm going to say one more line, and I think I will answer your thing. So now, I've told you Mahalach and Rash, which I think is Emma's Shabbat and Rash. Who then had a different Shabbat? And we have a problem, right? Dov is pointing out, how can we reconcile the two Rashis? The truth is no steer. We're talking about here Mishuma. We're not talking about Kamanos and Ahazi. So it's a different type of Karen. It's a regal type of Karen. Right? It's a regal type of Karen. That means when the Aloha, like Rash, like the Gemara spoke out, when the Aloha was said by Tsurius that you pay a Chatzinezek, it was said on regal. Now, it could be even regal mashuna, but that was all a type of damage which would be like regal. There's different ways how we characterize different obvious nazika, right? There's keren, which the classic case of keren is kavanosilah. That's the type of activity. The animal's out to get to something. Put that over there. That's keren. Then there's shen. The animal's having a law on what it's doing, and that's why it's doing it. That's shen. And then there's regal, with the chla has no come on, it's just walking normally. Now we have something which is not either of those three. It's walking without any come on to damage, without any come on of fa'na, but it does it in an unusual way. So how are you going to define that? Karen, but it's like a muscle, as it? Shen is having a law, as it go. Regal. It's true, it's not any come on, but it's not doing it the normal way. So this new type of Mishuna is an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. It's be'etzem like regal, because it's without any come on. But it has the din of care, because since it's Mishuna, it has a din of care. That means it's chatzinezek. So it's like a hybrid of two things.
We're extracting this.
Yeah, sure.
Can it address this in between?
Yes, sure. When the Gemara speaks out, it's a hybrid of two things. It's a sandwich of two things. It's a act like regal, but it's, since it's different, it's got the din of Chatzinezek. So it's a hybrid of two things. On that was said, Sirius. So Meina, your chat's not going to work here. Since he didn't have Kavanah Hazik, it's not really care. So of course, so it could apply.
But he couldn't have Kavanah. He had Kavanah to do the kicking.
Yeah, but not Kavanah Hazik. Yeah, didn't have Kavanah Hazik. That's not called care. Okay, so Mamela, we now have Mahalach and Rashi. So what's the Mahalach Rashi? That the shiny is Tam. Tam pays Chatzinezek. Why does Tam pay Chatzinezek? Does Tam pay Chatzinezek because it's half damages, so you only have to pay half damages? Or does Tam pay Chatzinezek because I have to pay half of what I would have had to pay had there been a mood? It's good. The Torah gives you a cut, lets you off 50% of what you would have had to pay. Now, in our case, if it's half damages, nothing less than half 50%, I can't get down to 25. If it's half of what I would have to pay, I can't get to 25. Because half of damages is 50%. The animal, you got these stones and broke a vase. A vase was worth $100. So how much is half damages? $50. So that's how much I have to pay.
Okay.
Half. Sure. Why? Because the town. The town pays half of damages.
No. We don't make a case of regular.
What's 50%? Full damages?
50%
of the damage. No, but what is it? It's not full damages, it's half damages. Yeah. So why does he pay 50%?
That's
the law. Allah Almighty, for Sinai, you pay 50% of the damage.
Your regular
case of the words are important here. 50% of the damage. But serious, you pay 50% of the damage.
Yeah.
So what do you want to say? I'm a tam. What's that lock of tam? You open up your big Bible. Well, what does it say to that?
Now, since we see that it has certain attributes that are similar to each other.
Very good, yeah.
But we're seeing that attributes.
Excellent. The same logic.
So now the question is, in the Shiwi case of Karen, we would maybe not bring it down to full quarter.
Why would we bring it down to court? Why is that even maybe? Why would we maybe bring it down to court? Huh? Because I would have only had to pay 50% anyway. So I should get a cut to make go down to 25%. That's one way of looking at it. That how much I would anyway have to pay, I should get a cut. The other way of looking in time, the reason why time is 50%, is that Torah said the maximum a time would pay is 50% of the damages incurred. And therefore, although the animal might have done 100% of the damages, he only has to pay 50%. Now, the fact there's another reason why it should only be 50%, is not going to put it down any further. The Torah tells me, Atah, the maximum you pay, or the amount you pay, is 50% of the damages that you that was incurred due to your activity. So now, there's two reasons why it's 50%. Okay. So I've got a reason because it's, sorry, I've got a reason because it's a tam. But both those reasons tell me it's 50%. There's no reason to make kefil mitzayim and say, oh, 50% on 50%. No, it's not true. If the chat is, how much is Yossi understanding? How much I would have anyway had to pay? You get 50% on that. Oh, I would have only had to pay 50%. So I should get a cut on that to go down to 25%. Yeah, a legal discussion. That's the shayla of Rashi. Yeshino Litzoris Rivianezek, or Yeshino Litzoris Rivianezek.
And it would be no Aliyah?
No, no. Because it's time. Yeah. It would be time. Yeah, it would be Mikuf. Right. Shine is a very quarter of that. Would be only Mikuf.
Because it depends on whether you're looking at it as a Toldo Rebbe. And I mean, it's still the same Shiloh we had that Rabbi had before, whether it's Mikuf or Aliyah.
Rabbi had a Shiloh, but every service. For that, we came out of Lamaisa by Tzuris to go to Ma'aliyah. But if it's Mishunah, it is Mikuf. So that's reason. If it's Mishunah, like Yossi's English expression of it, it's got the activity of Rega, it's got the attributes of Karen. That's what he said. Means it's got all the lochas of Karen, and it makes it an act of Rega. The main it would be Chai Megufo and Chatinel, because it's done mission, right? But ice is an activity which is a regular, but it's the attribute of that.
And since when it's more, even when it's more, it only means a maximum of 50. So therefore, when it's come, sorry, he's in a shoe.
Why?
I think that's something we tried to do more for question that.
Yeah, you're saying one side of the shack, but what's the other side? You're saying, yes, shoe, yes, shoe. You're explaining very nicely the Yeshiva. What's Pshat by Yeshiva? So Rashi says why. So the Ashkat on Tam, the Mishalim, Botsim, Ipalagim. We don't find Tam business and half. What does that mean? You are paying half of what you were allowed to pay. So that's what we're explaining the second time, the other time. The Tzad is, no, Pshat in Tam is pay half damages. Not half of what I would have had to pay. Half damages. So Mela, you never find that Tam pays quarter. The time pays half damages. You have two reasons to be half damages. So they must half damages. Right? You're explaining the one side. Why it should go down. There's another side.
Right.
Okay, fine. So now the Gemara, this next time the Gemara is really, really difficult. At least for us to grant the Sugya should be difficult. That's the Gemara. Tifshei lei midiro. Why don't we resolve this question with Rashi based on Rava? The boy Rava, yesh adol etzoris, erin adol etzoris. Rava and the Shaila, is there hador for tzoris or not? Anyone remember where Rava had such a Shaila? The previous omelet, yeah. Yesh adol erin adol. Michlau, the ancient. Chlal, there is no such thing as shimon. Rav and the shayla yesh ador ein ador, mechlal the ein shimon. If Rav and the shayla, whether there is ador or not, it means, say how Rashi explains, Rav and the tzad yipay nezik sholim, if Rav and the tzad yipay nezik sholim, it can't be that there's a tzad yipay 25%. It doesn't make sense to go from 25% all the way up to 100. It's here we've got tzad. If Ashley got tzad, then maybe you go down to 25%. That's when it's a shinui. And by Rava, the tzad that you pay nezek sholim. So it can't be that you go from 25% to nezek sholim. There's Rashi. It's in Rashi. Michlal de'en shinui. Di'i shinui de Rabia. If there is a shinui for Rabia, Rashi, the Ramas Machlal the Inshin. The first word of the mind is Machlal. Machlal the Inshin. The Yeshin of the Rabia, if you're going to say there is a Shinner and you would pay a quarter, have a Chatzinezek lad also. Then for the Mu'ud should be Chatzinezek. Now, my Inshrikh of the Rava, let me buy it. So why did Rava have the Shaila whether you go up to 100? Rather in a door, the Shalim Nezek Shalim. Certainly there's no Musaq to pay Nezek Shalim. So Tammuz Revia Nezek. The Tammuz is a quarter. Hador is going to be a Chatzin Nezek. If the Tam is a quarter, then the Mu'ud is a half. So how could Rav Ahmed start to say you should go up to 100%? If Rav Ashi is right, there's a Tam that should be 25%, then there's no way that if it's a Mu'ud, would be anything more than 50%. If the Tam is 25%, then the Mu'ud is 50%. So what's the tzad that Rava had, then maybe you should go up to 100%. Rava had the shayla. Well, if you did an activity four times, do you pay for tzoris? Do you pay nezek shalim or not? It says, how could Rava have such a shayla, you pay nezek shalim? Minavashi had the sofik that maybe if it's a shinur, you pay 25%. What's the basis for 25%? Because it's half of a mu'ud. That means a mu'ud pays 50%. So if Ravashi knew that the maximum a mu'ud would pay is 50%, then how could Rav have a tzad that he should have to, that the mu'ud of tzoris would be 100%? Those are the words of the Gemara. Again, Ravashi had the suffix. What's the din? Do we say that if you have a shinui, but tzoris, is it 25% or not? What's the tzad that should be 25%? Because it's half of a mu'ud. That means the Rashi taking on the mu'ud is 50%. That's why the tzad should be 25%. Half of a mu'ud. A mu'ud would be 50%, and half of a mu'ud would be 25%. But Rabba had a tzad that if it had dark but tzoris, it should be 100%. So he's saying mu'ud is 100%. So there's no tzad that you should pay 25%. Half of a mu'ud, according to Rav, is how much? 50%. A mu'ud is 100%. So if Rav had a tzad, if Rav had a tzad, it should be that mu'ud is 100%. So how could Rav, how could Rav Ashi have a tzad even? It should be 25%. Right?
I have this question.
Hmm?
I have this question.
Okay, good. Should have. No, but man, it's an odd mod. Right, based on what we learned earlier. But then that's the Gemara's. You got to hear what the Gemara's saying? No, so, yeah, of course you got a question there. No, first, we have to get clear what the Gemara's saying. That's Rav Ashi had the Sofik and Rav had the Sofik. Yeah, Rav Ashi had the Sofik, is it 25%? And the only way to understand what actually 25% is, like you explained, half of a mu'ud. That's the only way to understand. The reason why you should pay 25% is because a mu'ud is 50%, you pay 25%. But Rava had a tzad, mu'ud is 50%. Tam means half of the mu'ud, and mu'ud is 50%, and the tam is 25%. Now Rava is saying a mu'ud is 100%. And Rava is saying a mu'ud is 100%, so then there's no way you can make a tam into 25%. And the mu'ud is 100%, so if you did it less than four times, you pay half of that, which is 50%. So how could Rav Ashi have a tzad to say you should pay 25%? You see clearly Rav and all of that. Rav said that the mood of Tzoreis is 100%. So there's no way to get to 25%. Yeah, what don't you understand that? Crystal clear.
We analyzed before Rav's question. Mm-hmm. The difference that I see in the case is Rav was talking about that. So it depends on which version of Rashi.
Excellent. Okay.
But assuming that we're talking about regular Tzolot. So regular Tzolot is the baseline. And then we saw the Shin wave of regular Tzolot. If he did it three times, right? The regular Tzolot only did three times. And then you would become, the question was, when you become a boy, and they pulled some regular Tzolot 50%. Then when he did it the fourth time, you would pay 100%. That was the shadow of a head. Well, right now, we're not asking about regular Tzavot. We're asking about the Shin Tzavot when he's at Ham. Still, the first time that he's doing it, second time that he's doing it. Because the Shin, we're considering that maybe since the baseline is 50%, so maybe it should go down. So I can see it's zero.
Yes, yes, a great question. Rashi had two Mahalkim of Yud Ches Mechutz. That's why I said it's very difficult based on what we learned earlier. Rashi Yud Ches in base had two Stodim, had to explain what they mean by Boy Yoba Yeshir and Soys Ancient and Soys. Rashi had two Shai, two Stodim. One Tzad was that if you do it in an unusual way, do you say, well, the first three times, unusual way, 50%, but this next time doing it in an unusual way, then you would pay 100%. That was one side of the world, actually. Then Rashi had the different shot, which Rashi says was the Ikka, that the Shana was nothing about Shinui. The Shana was, he did it in a normal way, three times 50%, and four times 100%. He never spoke about Shinui at all. And therefore, yet the Gemara here is bringing in Rava with the Shinui. What's the comparison at all? What's the connection? Be sure you can learn the first way of Rashi, Vegashma. It reads very wrong. Roba the Shaila, by every shinui of Tzoreis. So you do a shinui, so you do it, you pay 50%. If you did it more than three times, you pay 100%. That's what Roba the Shaila. So then Rav Ashi doesn't start. Rav Ashi decided if you do a shinui, you pay 25%. Roba said not. Roba said you do it. A shinui is 50% first three times, fourth time you pay 100%. Very geschmack. But Rav Ashi said, Nipum Shah. Rav Ashi said, I don't like the Abshat. He had difficulties in it. It's a different shot. This shot is a different shot than what? That we rather the different shot. If you do it the normal way, three times 50%, what happened on the fourth time? Do you pay 100% or not? That means this shot of rubber was nothing to do with Shinui. Nothing to do with Shinui. Rav Ashi is talking about Shinui. So how can we compare the two? And that question, if you remember, we learned the taste of the Kesem Aleph. We got some certain places, and I said, the best we have to do when we get to Dr. Chris on the new Tesla Aleph. And therefore, I'm not going to tell you what you should be doing the next couple of days. If you turn to Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Yud Ches Amud Aleph, that Tesla is the master of all the philosophy. You're welcome to go over the beginning of it, but we have to learn from the Tema, which is four lines up in the narrow line, the penultimate line. The last word in the line is Vatema. Places, yeah. Until the end of Places. See what it is? One, two, three, four. Yeah. You see, there's narrow lines and wide lines. Yeah?
Yeah.
So going to towards the end of the narrow lines, the fourth last line, the last word in the line is Vatema.
Yeah.
That's what takes us discussion. And that's what we have to learn. After the mistake, the third half of the kasha, come to Rashi, second shot, and Tosafot holds that is the main shot. That and also Rashi holds it's the main shot. Now, Rav was talking about when he didn't do a shim. Rav was talking about he did it the normal way. What's all of a sudden the Gemara is throwing in Rav doing it a shim, he's bringing a shim in. That's the kasha, Tosafot, and things are about. We'll do it together, but Yeah, obviously, after repair. That takes the area to learn it when we get there again. So let's just go back to the Gemara and get clear what the Gemara said. The Gemara, the topic, Yeshado or Inado. No. Yeshado or Inshado. Meaning, do you pay 25%? Do you pay 50%? Is it sad you should pay 25%? Says the Gemara, can't be. Because Robert said, there's a tzad that's mu'ed by tzuris. And how much would be mu'ed by tzuris? No, there's a tzad that's mu'ed by tzuris. 100%. That's what Robert said. There's a tzad that's mu'ed by tzuris should be 100%. The only way that you could tell me that you should have to pay 25% is because you're telling me that tzad pays half of a mu'ed. But a mu'ed pays 100%. So how could there be even have a shayla, a tzad, he should pay 25%. So that, to which the Gemara answers, still no Rava in Tim Silei Makala. Maybe Rava wasn't so sure about it. Ravashi had the right to ask the shayla, but Rava wasn't so sure. He said, it's in Tim Silei Makala, in Shinoi, if you're going to tell me that there's no Shinoi, then maybe you'll tell me is there such thing as 25%? You only pay 15%. Oh, if so, then I've got a shayla yeshinoi. Then I've got a shayla maybe go up times. If you're going to tell me yeshinoi, meaning that mud of tzuris is 50%, so then there's a shayla go at 25%. Okay, so then it's mud 50%. But if you're going to tell me yeshinoi and you pay 50% because the time can't go lower than 50%, oh, okay, time can't go lower than 50%, but maybe mud can go up. Maybe Mood can go to 100%. And on that, Robert didn't know any of these entities. So we're left with Rabbi Shaila and the Sugis. I think we've had three Shailas of Robert, all right? Three Shailas of Robert. One Shaila of Robert was whether Sturis, you pay me Gufoy or Me'aliyah. Yeah? The next Shaila of Robert was, is a door? Huh? Is a door in a door? And that's not Rava. And the third shayla was of Ravashi, Yeshin and Tzoris, Ain Shin and Tzoris, right? There's three shaylas mentioned in the Gemara. None of them the Gemara answers. Yeshin and Tzoris, and so Yeshin, Tzoris, Meguf, and Aliyah, no mention of an answer in our Gemara. At least there we know, and the Kimon of the base, the Gemara said you pay Aliyah, and that's going to be the Abachamaisa. So that shayla we've got a right for. The next two shaylas. The Papa said that you pay Mali, and the Pesach Mishnah Rosh said that's how it passes. Rav asked the Shailas. Yeah, but the Gemara never answers it here. Rav Papa and the Gemara on the base answered it. So that one we can give a V. The next two Shailas we got no clips up. We've actually had the Shailas. Yes, Shinu, Ain Shinu. Do you say that you pay 25% or not? And that answer is, no. Rava says, Al-Atsad, you're telling me that there's no shilling, you pay 50%. I got another shilling. If you did it four times, what would you pay? Would you pay Nezek Shalim or not? Would you pay 100% or not? And that also, we have no answer. The answer is, take
it. Wouldn't it be that the fact of asking this question would get an answer?
Ravashi came first. Robert's in Tim Salamaka. Rashi had this shayla. And Robert's saying, if you're going to tell me, in Shinoi, and you pay 50%, so maybe by more you get to 100%. In all of the shayla.
You're asking
about Rashi. Right. And then the Gemara said, when the Gemara answered that, Robert's in Tim Salamaka. Then the Gemara answered it. You're right. Ravashi had the shayla.
Ravashi asked the shayla. You were asking.
Ravashi didn't even ask the shayla. He was also left to take. Yeah, take. So that's that part of the sugya. Again, we haven't finished it. We have to learn Tosis. The answer will come back to on Tuesday, but I want to keep moving the Gemara at least.
Back to the Dilma.
Yes. Im Tim Salema Kama.
Yeah. How do you do that?
It Rava Im Tim Salema Kama. Rava said an intim salem. Intim salem means if this is what you say, then what would be? Right?
It's like built into us a question that you ask a family, a member of your family, you ask a question, but you really meant two questions in that. So it was based on you didn't say everything. So So when you mentor a question, when you say your question, so what do you mean on the my question?
I give you a muscle, but this is just a minute puzzle. When I went on Shiloh, my parents gave me advice about what to discuss. So they said you have to talk about taste and about family and about one other thing, is theological. I don't remember now. So they told me that somebody went out on Shiloh and he said to the girl, "Do you like spaghetti?" Because not particularly. "Do you have a brother?" "No, I don't have any brother." "If you would have had a brother, would you have liked spaghetti?" That's an intim salema. If this is true, what would be the name? Right? So, if Rabba intim salema comma, that's a title. Rabba said an intim salema, meaning like this. Intim salema, if it's true, if it be true that in Shinui, that there's no Shinui, then this is my question. Yesh ado or ein ado? Is the ado or the ado? Right? If it's true, I've got a question, theoretical question. If it's true that one side of Yoshaila, I don't know Yoshaila, you're not Shaila, I don't know the answer. But if it's true one side of Yoshaila, I have a build up on that Shaila. If you're going to tell me that it's serious of Mishunah pays 50%, what would it be if you did that 3 or 4 times? Would you pay 100% or no? Stay at 50%. If you're going to tell me you pay 25%, I don't have any shayla. But you only pay 15%. But if you're going to tell me that, oh, that time can never go less than 50%, you pay 50%, oh, I'm going to shayla, why would you do a lot?
That question points.
Right. So I have a question based on a theoretical on one side of the bench. Right. The whole thing's a take. We don't know, maybe a question and some, maybe this. The whole thing's a take. So let's do a bit more gemara. Very much. Koyach kirchoi esumus. Kirchoi domi oi loy. Koyach kirchoi esumus. Sumchus holds that tzoreis you pay. Nezek sholim. So kirchoi is like gufoi. Kirchoi pays nezek sholim. An act that happened due to his power, but not with his actual goof, you pay nezek sholim. But koyach kirchoi is it kirchoi domi oi loy. Mi gomir alochir umoykilom. Does Sumchus hold of the Loch Sinai Bechlau? Because he argues on the Rabban. Rabban said, you say, to normal choice gets down from 100 to 50. And he said, no, normal choice stays 100. If it's super duper choice, it's Kerch Kerch. He kicks the stone. That stone kicked off more stones. And that stone damage, that's what you pay 50%. I hold on the Loch Mishin Sinai, but I apply it only then. Maybe he doesn't hold the halacha at all. Maybe he doesn't hold the halacha at all. And therefore, you always pay 100%. Take it. That's a shayla which we have on Sumchus. What's the din? So, a couple of things in this Gemara. One of them is bothering you, and one of them I'll make it bother you. Says Rashi, me goma halacha. Me gom alok mish misinai. Look at in his experience. Does he bechlal learn the idea of alok mish misinai? Of katinetic. Who make him law? And he applies it. He doesn't not go to the alok mish misinai bechlal. He doesn't recognize the alok mish misinai at all. So the question which I know is bothering me, and I've heard it from a few of you, is that how can it be there's a machlokes here whether you hold halacha mishum Sinai? Halacha mishum Sinai is tradition, how can there be a machlokes about it? And indeed, the Maritzchius asked this kasha. Maritzchius, we mentioned
Maritz.
Chius, however you want. This question is asked, it's brought down in. On the back of the Gemara, Yud Zayin Amid Beis, he asked the Kasha. the cloud, you never say. And machlekes by Halacha Mishum Sinai. Chavos Yoy says, it's not going to be machlekes, sumchus and the chacham.
Yeah.
So this is a kasha which he brought down, and he's got a teretz there. There's a few different teretz we've given, but the easiest one for us, is the one that the Brisker Rav said. And this is brought down in Sefer Birkas Avraham, by Avraham Erlanger. Avraham Erlanger was Nifta not so long ago, and he brings this down. This Sefer Dvayakov is a liquid Sefer of the Achrona. And he brings down all the, so there's different tourism, but the one that I think we'll go with is the Birkas Avraham. He brings on Biskarov. Biskarov said like this, Avada is Halacha Mishum Sinai, there can't be a machlik about it. Something is a problem. Messiah, there's no machlik about it. If David said, if someone goes on the time of the Ramayah, does ultimately what's going on. Said that is, but the Gemara in Tumura says there were 3,000 halachas that were forgotten during the Avelis of Moshe Rabbeinu. 3,000 halachas of Moshe Mitzinai, which Moshe Rabbeinu was nifta, they got lost. And Osniel ben Kenas came many, many days later. And through his charifas, Bulbuloi, he was able to be machadish them once again. And so the halachas which were forgotten weren't clear, and he brought them back to life. No, it's after. Why? When do you think it was? It was a story that was told. Okay.
So, and when Yifune's mother married his father, and that's why he was also called Kunzai.
Okay, Tim, you're right. I'll check it out. But whatever it was, he brought them back to life.
He brought them back. That's Halacha Mishum Sinai.
He was Machadish to us. This is what the Halacha Mishum Sinai was. That's what he did. There was the Halacha Mishum Sinai, which was a tradition which was being brought down from Sinai. During the Avelis, it got forgotten. And the Gemara says that he was the one who rejuvenated them again. He brought them back. Said, oh, this is the Halacha Mishum Sinai.
How do you do that? There's no source for them.
That means he learned the Chumash well, right?
By definition,
it's not connected to it. Well, it's not exactly true. Because Halacha Mishum Sinai, there are for them in the Torah. We said one gematria, remember for Chatzin Ezek Tzoris, we said the gematria that was in the Pesukim. Muslim to Halacha Mishum Sinai is in the Pesukim as well, right? But it's Halacha Mishum Sinai. How do you know Shiurim? How do you know Shiz Kizaitz? Learn how you learn Halacha Mishum Sinai. It's in a smachta in the Pasuk. Ah, Muslim. There was Neil Ben Kenas, he brought them back. So says a Brisker of about anything which was a clear Messiah, nothing to argue about. But these Halacha Mishum Sinai, which were brought back by Neil Ben Kenas, is not 100% clear tradition. It was a one that he brought back into the world. On that is Shaykh Machlikas. So if you would find the Machlikas in Halacha Mishum Sinai, it can be on the 3,000 halachas which Osniel brought back. And he says, so because it's one of those. Okay, so that's going to be it.
No,
unfortunately not. It's his own terrors. It depends, because you see, there is another way. It's not the way we've learned. It hasn't followed through the Rosh. That they all hold the Halacha Mishum Sinai. Yeah, but the Machlekes is, does it take from 0 to 50% or 0 to 100%? Everyone holds it was Halacha Mishum Sinai. There was regular Tzoris. Now, the Tzoris is Machadish Das. You have to pay something that you wouldn't have had to pay otherwise. Either it's Mechadish you pay 50%, or it's Mechadish you pay 100%. That's how you could explain the Machalikas. It's not good for you. You shouldn't have to pay anything. Halacha Mishum Sinai, it's Mechadish to us, you pay 50%. That's a Chachamim. And so, and Sumcha says, Halacha Mishum Sinai tells you, you pay 100%.
then how do you understand the Gemara?
And then I'll say that I agree with you by Kerchoy, then Alachom Mishina and Mishina, for that would be 50%.
So there was a double.
Yeah. But it's not how we went, because we saw Rosh. It's Machlokes Rishonim, but we saw Rosh. It tells us there's no such thing as Alachom Mishina and Mishina for half. Alachom Mishina and Mishina cannot off payments, can't make up half payments. And therefore, we didn't go with that. We went that really you should always pay 100%. Should always be 100%. So he has told us, Halakha told us, we'll let you off 100 down to 50. That's how we understood, and we went with that Rosh. We'll continue going with that Rosh. There's a question which is asked, and we have truths, right? So this guy's not the end of it. So the Gemara here, though, you know, again, for always things. So the Gemara here said, we've actually had a Shaila. Do you say Kirk of the Sun first? And the shayla was, does he learn the halakha mishnah, or does he not learn the halakha mishnah? So it's clearly mentioned in the Gemara that the tzaddik does learn halakha mishnah. So this vault of excuse is wrong, right? It clearly got the tzaddik does not learn the halakha mishnah. And so the pshat not be the beskrov, we can understand it. Yes. There are halakha mishnah mishina, is that there are machlokes about things that are traditional, but it was really brought back to life in these traditions. Halakhas that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us, but unfortunately, due to the Avedas, we lost them. That's one nekuda which I know is troubling you all, and that's going to be a mahala. And another thing that we need to work out, and the Gemara and the Shaila, the sumchus mahala. Kerchel is sumkus. What's the name? Gemara never asks the shayla, or does Gemara have a shayla? Kerchel is rabban.
We have
it. Kerchel is rabban.
Look what we already discussed previously.
So the Gemara never here and is the Gemara. You're showing what you mean. The Kirk is the for a bottom, what would be the name? Like, we have a Shaila comes there as well. Yeah.
All this was a whole discussion of
what? Right, Kirk, right? That's Kirk. Right. That's Kirk. Well, you'll show me what you mean. Yeah? But in the meantime, let me just finish my statement, yes? So the Gemara doesn't discuss what would the Rabbanon. That's an interesting Shaila. What would the Rabbanon hold by Kirk? So for this, I want to tell you a Rosh to look at. So you have a Tosis to learn, and you have a Rosh to learn. Okay, two things, homework before Tuesday. This is the Rosh which you have to learn. It's on Daf. It's Simon Base. Simon Base. In the middle of Simon Base in the Rosh, it starts by Rav Ashi Kerchel Basumchus. Rosh, Simon Base. Go on, Yossi. Get over it. It's a phobia. Rosh, where's the Rosh? Very good. Mom, you know? Simon Bates. You probably don't have it.
Looking for the same down, right?
It'll be right after the Gemara if you have it. Yes. Right after the Gemara. For the Marshall. Hey, you do have it. Right. Is that the Rosh? No. You don't. Yes, so you got the Rosh, Jassy?
And the Rosh. Daf you get something base?
Well, Simon base. See, the beginning of every chat, every paragraph starts with a letter.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Very good. Excellent. Simon base. So halfway through there, there's a boy of Ash. Should say that you your test just before it. Your test.
Okay.
You see it? For your Rashi?
Before your test?
Just after the word of your test. But let me show you about that. They can you find Boy Ravashi. So that's the Rosh that we have to learn. Now he discusses what's the dinner comes to Rabban. So we have to explain the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara said, "Come to Rav Ashi. What's your Rav Ashi? I mean, Rav spoke about Shinoi. The question: Rav didn't speak about Shinoi. Come to Rashi chat, and we have a Rosh to explain what would be the din like Koy for the Rabbi. Okay.
We've
got
the whole discussion
with
Yichas. I guess we're going to end
soon. Rav Ashi
says,
"Oh, what you're saying." Hasn't spoken about the Rabbah. What would be the Rabbah? Okay, okay, the Rabbah, what would be? Now we have to leave for the Rosh. It's also a taste about the Rosh. We'll leave it for the Rosh. So we have tastes, you'd say, you'd guess without we have to learn the end of tastes. You might want to go over the whole tastes for Pazara, that's for Vakasha, good thing. And then we have this Rosh to explain what the Rabbah is. Then, do you want to do? Feel free to contact me.
Sorry, the
post
that
we really
is
the
Kesam Dalim?
Yeah, the big one.
Yeah. And that was from the 4 line above. Very good. Should be well, everyone. All right. Tough cigar. We should definitely have a scene when we finished it. Hey, I'm still on Zoom. I'll take it off it.